What are you doing? I'm not doing anything. I'm just reading. Something really boring. It's about cars, baby. More importantly, how to fix them. Because there's something going on with my engine, and I want to see if I can do it myself instead of taking it in. I might end up Googling it, but I have this wonderful book on 101 problems with your car and 101 ways to fix them. And I'm on the chapter of engine troubles. I figured I would give it a look-see before I go over to Google. What? Because there's nothing wrong with reading a book, baby. Does that make me old? Okay, fine. How do you change your oil, baby? Without checking your precious Google or your phone. Well, if you had this book, you could go to page 100, and right there they have six easy steps to fixing your oil. Look at that. How to change my oil. So first you have to park your car on a flat spot, then you jack your car up. It's like, maybe you know what a jack is. It's like that little thing you put under the car and it goes up. Then you slide under the car, locate the oil drain plug, place a pan to catch the old oil, and then you make sure the car's off and let it cool. So don't do it right after you turn off your car. And then you just plug the socket or loosen the plug with a socket wrench. Drain the pan, and then you also have to like stay close by so if the to make sure that all the old oil goes in the pan. Then replace the oil plug gasket, and then make sure you tighten the seal, and then make sure all the treads are in line. And then find the oil filter, put the pan under the filter, unscrew it, and then make sure the oil gasket hasn't clung to the filter mount. And then you open the hood, loosen the oil cap filter, add the new oil, and then after you fill in, run the engine for a bit, check your oil level, and then make sure you dispose of the oil responsibly. Easy peasy. Yeah, or you can just take it in and pay the what, $120 to get your oil fixed. Am I a boomer, baby? Well, if me looking into a book before going onto the internet makes me a boomer, then I'm a boomer then. You come here just to take attention? Yeah, you just wanted attention. Well, sorry, I'm reading my book. I put it down. You have my full undivided attention. Good. You're such a brat. Honestly, not much for the night. I was literally gonna figure out what was going on with the car, and then I know you really want your movie, don't Okay. I had to find the DVDs. I know they're around here somewhere. All eight. It's not happening in one night, baby. Okay, I mean that's reasonable. One a night, I can do that. Okay, we can. No, we can't do that, baby. I'm all for it. Have you brushed your teeth yet? Have you taken out your contacts? So you've done nothing to get away from bed yet? But because I know when I turn on the movie, you're gonna pass out. Because you always do. Yeah-huh. Baby, I know you're pretty, pretty good at this point. Don't I? Mm-hmm. And I know when you're in bed, curled up on my chest, you're gonna pass out during the movie. So go get ready for bed. Yes, if you go get ready for bed, I promise, 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 the movie will be on when you get in. Not playing, just on the screen. And as soon as you're tucked into bed, I can start it. Mm-hmm. I'll come with you to brush my teeth too, okay? Yeah. Just give me like 2 minutes to figure out this car thing. Deal? If you're gonna be proud about it, I'm gonna say 5. Oh, 2's good? Yeah? That's what I thought. Baby's making a weird sound. It's making like a clunk, clunk, clunk every time I turn it over. That's not a good sign. And you wouldn't want me without a car. Mm-mm. Okay. Love you too, Munchkin. Go brush your teeth. I'll be in there shortly. Oh, are you gonna time me now? We'll see about that. Yes, we will. Love you too, baby.